传记的这个支持。
I would like to thank the Ithaca Church for all their support for our fellowship.
特别是在这你们没有牧师的这个情况下，仍然董长老还有吴长老还有将来的周舍都要去我们教会去讲道。
And especially that some of the elders and leaders here in the church have come and shared God's word with us.
如果大家还记得我以前跟大家分享的信息的话，这是我第三次分享有关信心方面的信息。
So if everyone still remembers, this is the third message I'm sharing about the role of faith in the Christian life.
因为信心这个题目在我们的信仰中实在是一个非常重要的一部分。
Because faith is an extremely important part of the Christian life.
如果你要讨论或者是面对一些有关信仰的问题，你讨论来讨论去，到了最后你都要和信心的问题要接轨。
So if you want to talk about or face different issues in the Christian life, in the end it always comes back to this or has to be linked to this question of faith.
那大概在2000年左右，这个中国大陆圣徒见证施工部他们出版了一系列有关大陆圣徒的这个见证集。
So sometime in the early 2000s, there was a collection of testimonies from brothers and sisters in mainland China that was put out by the mainland Christian Testimony Ministry section.
那在那几十年的我们被称为动乱中那很多的信徒，包括牧师、长老，甚至这些领袖们，相继跌倒，否认了他们信仰。
So in these several decades of chaos, there were many church pastors and elders and brothers and sisters who, in the midst of those trials, fell on maybe multiple occasions.
但是也有很多的牧师长老信徒们就像这个竞争他父母这一代人哈，他们在面对这些监牢之苦、不公平的待遇、羞辱之中，仍然能够坚守他们的信仰。
But there were also some among the pastors and the elders and the regular believers who were able to stand firm and hold fast to their faith, even in the midst of the unfair treatment and the bitterness and the trials that they faced.
他们以一个喜乐和坚定的心来面对这一切的患难，他们真是在信上为主做了一个美好的见证，非常感人。
So their faith, they were able to have joy and perseverance in the midst of their trials, and their faith is a beautiful testimony to the Lord and very deeply moving for us.
那我们就要问一个问题，同样是信神，同样是基督徒，为什么在面对患难之中会有这样大的一个差别呢？
So we need to ask a question. Since both types are Christians, why do we see such a big difference when they face the time of testing?
有时候我常常会问自己，如果我落在这样的患难中，我会怎么去做呢？
Sometimes I ask myself, what would happen if I were to fall into such circumstances?
我自己不敢夸口，我能够站立得住。
And I don't dare to boast and say that I would be able to stand firm.
当然我们今天在美国，我们不会面临像在中国大陆所发生的这些事情。
Of course, today in America, we're not going to face the kinds of things that these Chinese Christians had to face at that time.
但是在我们的日常生活中，我们仍然会面临很多的难处，到了一种程度，可以说也是一种患难。
But in our everyday life, we face many kinds of difficulties, sometimes even to the point where you could say it becomes a kind of trial.
如果你成家了，我想你可能会面临家庭方面的难处。
If you're married, then perhaps you face difficulties in your home life.
如果你是工作的，你会在工作中面临难处。
Or if you're working at your place of work, you may encounter problems.
如果你真心的要在教会来服侍，你在教会中会碰见难处。
If you want to serve the Lord with all your heart in the church, you will likely also in the church environment encounter difficulties.
当然，你们中间有很多学生在学习的中间，你们也会出现难处。
Of course, we have many students with us today, and in the midst of your process of study, you also will encounter difficulties.
那作为一个基督徒，你在这个社会中，你也会发现你会面临着从政府或者从其他方面来到难处。
And when you're a Christian living in this secular society, you will also find that there are challenges, political or other kinds of challenges to our faith.
那我们在这些难处中是不是也能够以一个喜乐和坚忍的心来面对它，并且能够让周围的人看出我们是相信神的人？
Can we, in the midst of these difficulties, maintain a joyful heart and even to live in such a way that the people around us will see that we are Christians?
这是我们每一个相信神的人都应该思考的问题。
This is something that all of us who believe in God should be thinking about.
神的话是不变，所以他的原则也是不变的。
God's word doesn't change, therefore his principles do not change.
所以今天我们要从雅各书第一章一到十二节的这段经文来一起来看我们在患难中我们能够得胜的关键是什么。
So today we want to look at the book of James chapter 1 verses 1 to 12 and think about what is the key to overcoming faith in the midst of trials.
Yeah, 大家仍然如果你有圣经的话，希望你们打开圣经能够看，因为我今天没有经文在上面。
So if you have your Bibles, I'd like to ask you to please follow along in them because I don't have the verses up on the PowerPoint today.
其实苦难也好，患难也好，难处也好，对我们来讲并不陌生。
Whether we're talking about tribulations or trials or difficulties, actually, these are not unfamiliar things to us.
如果你最近看电视的话，你会看到很多，无论是飞机失事、天灾人祸、战争，到处都是难处、苦难。
If you watch the news, obviously, you see the various things that are happening, planes that are crashing or various man-made disasters or natural disasters, and this is happening regularly.
那对我们相信神的人，实际上从很久就我们就面临这些难处。
For those who believe in God, actually these kinds of challenges and trials have been there from the beginning.
那从第一世纪开始苦难就伴随着这些相信主耶稣的这些信徒们。
From the very first century, when the Christian church was founded, these difficulties and trials accompanied the believers.
雅各书就是主耶稣的弟弟雅各，是在大概在主前45到49年期间写的这本书。那他的对象主要是散住在这个巴勒斯坦地的这些犹太的信徒们。
So James wrote this book. James is the younger brother of Jesus Christ. He wrote this book probably sometime between 45 and 49 AD, and it was written for the Jewish Christians who had suffered great persecution and had been scattered around Palestine.
Yeah, 他们当时是受到了很大的迫害，包括雅各也是在主后62年为主殉道。
They had been persecuted very heavily, and James himself, the author of this book, was martyred in the year 62 AD.
那在当时的信徒中也面临着很多的，就像我们今天一样面临很多的难处。那其中一个问题就是说，我们信神了，我们为什么还有这么多的苦难？
So the believers at that time, like us today, were facing similar issues, one of which was, if we're already believers in God, why are these things happening to us?
那神为什么不脱离我们，把我们脱离这种苦难呢？
Why doesn't God, keep us from suffering these misfortunes?
那让我们看看雅各是怎么回答在他的经文第二节。
So let's look at how James answers this question in the second verse.
那第一个我们要第一个我要跟大家分享，就是面对患难的时候，我们要凭信心接受。
So the first thing I'd like to share in the message is when we face trials that we need to accept them by faith.
雅各在第二节说，我的弟兄们，你们落在百般的试炼中，都要以为大喜乐。
So James says here in the second verse, consider it pure joy, my brothers, whenever you face trials of many kinds.
所以雅各出乎意料的，他并没有回答他们这样的一个心理这样的一个问题，而是说告诉他们，你们在患难中要喜乐。
So James, actually, he did not answer this question of why are you suffering these things, but he rather encouraged them to focus on having a joyful heart in the midst of tribulation.
其实无论是旧约还是新约，如果你去看的话，神也从来没有回答我们为什么会有苦难的问题。
Actually, if you look either in the Old Testament or in the New Testament, you find that God actually, he never directly answers this question of why are we suffering or why do we face suffering.
可是在苦难和难处中，我们怎么可能喜乐呢？
So how in the midst of our suffering can we be joyful?
所以一般来讲，我们没有人喜欢患难或者难处的。
Now, generally speaking, none of us like to face trials or tribulations.
除非你知道这个苦难或者难处后面有一个很好的目的和意义。
Unless you know that behind this suffering, there is a good purpose, there's a positive significance to it.
我想你们在康奈尔有很多到这儿来留学的学生。
I'm sure that there are many students coming from overseas here to Cornell.
那现在对现在的留学生来这儿的话，相对来讲比我们二三十年来讲以前大概比较容易一些。
For those of you who have come from overseas recently, it's much easier or a bit easier certainly than it was 20 or 30 years ago.
Yeah, 我大概是87年就准备要出来，一直到92年才到了美国。
I started preparing in 1987 to leave for study in the United States. It wasn't until 1992 that I actually arrived.
那个时候你要经过很多很多的手续，政府的盖章，你不知道弄多少东西才能够出来。
At that time, you had to go through so many different steps before you could and get all kinds of chops, seals of approval before you could leave.
所以我们那时候就说，等我拿到签证的时候，我已经不想出国了。
So some people would say, like, by the time you got everything in order, you didn't even want to go anymore.
但是就这么难，我们仍然是带着一个喜乐的心往前走。
But even though it was so difficult, we still had a very positive attitude and as we move forward in that process.
因为我们相信，虽然那时候没有信主，但是我们那时候相信到美国来对我来讲是有益处的。
So even though I wasn't a believer at that time, but I still believed that going to America to study would be a good thing for me.
我相信出国这个过程，这些难处是必然的。
I'm sure that these difficulties involved in preparing to study overseas are inevitable.
所以我们就有这样的一个心来面对这些事情。
So we, you know, I could have this kind of an attitude to face those difficulties.
那我们现在已经信神了。
Now today I'm already a Christian. We're already believers, many of us.
那我们在我们走这条信心的道路上，我们更应该如此。
So even more so, should we use this kind of attitude to face our life as a Christian?
我们应该可以站到一个更高的位置上来看这些事情。
We should be able to stand on an even higher level to look at these challenges.
那如果你读后面雅各书哈，他谈到试炼和试探这两个事情。
So if you look at the book of James a little bit farther on, you'll see that he talks a lot about trials, temptations, and testing.
其实不论试探也好，或者试炼也好，一切都是掌握在神的手下。
Now whether it's temptations or trials, but all of these things are ultimately under God's control.
换句话说，就说没有一件事情临到我们是没有经过神的允许，或者是神批准的。
Or to put it another way, nothing happens to us that hasn't been allowed or permitted by God.
所以我们要有这样一个信心，那我们就能够学习，我们要凭着信心来接受一切临到我们身上的事情。
So we need this kind of a faith that anything that happens to us is ultimately part of God's will for us, or He's allowed that to happen.
So 我们星期五我们团契现在在查约伯记。
right now our Friday night fellowship is studying the book of Job.
你可以看到约伯所面临的苦难和信仰上的挑战是何等的大。
You can see that the challenge that Job faced in his life and in his faith was just huge.
但是你从他和他的那三个朋友的对话中，你可以看到他一直没有放弃神，他一直相信神是掌管一切的，只是说他对于发生在他身上的事情他不明白而已。
But you can see from his conversation, discussion with his three friends that actually, despite all of the things that happened, but Job still had this faith that God was in control of everything.
而且他也时常地回想他在过去蒙神恩典的时候这一切的发生的事情。
And he often thought back to those times when God had blessed him and given him grace in so many ways.
这些事情帮助他能够度过这样一个难处。
And that was something that helped him to get through the difficulties that he faced.
所以我们也应该在难处中，我们要有一个学习接受和交托的这样一个信心。
So we also, in the midst of trials, need to have this kind of faith to accept and give to God or entrust to God the things that we face.
那第二个原因，我们相信，我们愿意接受的一个原因，就是说，我们相信神所给我们的这一切，或者是允许的这一切，对我们是有益处的。
So the second thing we need to understand as we face difficulties and trials is that God has allowed these things in order to benefit us.
我们知道神从来没有应许过我们信主以后不会遇见难处和苦难。
Now we know that God never promised that once we believe in Him, we would have no more trials or tribulations.
但他应许我们在他里面有平安。
But he did promise us that in the midst of tribulations, we would have peace and joy.
那我们也知道主耶稣自己也曾经受过患难、受辱、受死，最后死在十字架上。
And we know that the Lord Jesus himself experienced tribulations, suffering, death on a cross for us.
而且他也说，若有人要跟从我，就要舍己背起他的十字架来跟从我。
And he said, if anyone wants to follow me, he must deny himself, take up his cross, and follow me.
所以我们相信跟随他的人，我们也是跟随主所走的道路。
So we believe that those of us who want to follow the Lord, we must take the same path.
那我们相信神这样做是对我们是有益处。
And we believe that God is leading us in this way for our own benefit.
目的是训练我们，修理我们，让我们能够更加的像我们的主耶稣。
And that he wants to train us and he wants to prune us, to change us in order to be more like Jesus Christ.
所以在第三、第四节，大家看圣经就说，因为知道你们的信心经过试验，就生忍耐，信心必须经过试验才能生出忍耐，但忍耐也当成功，使你们成为完备，毫无缺陷。
So we see in James chapter 1 verses 3 and 4, James says, because you know that the testing of your faith develops perseverance. Perseverance must finish its work so that you may be mature and complete, not lacking anything.
所以我们凭着信心接受神所给我们这一切是合情合理的。
So we by faith accept that these things that God has allowed to happen are reasonable and good.
在我们那个团契大概是八年以前我们开始我们的聚会。
Our fellowship started meeting about 8 years ago.
那我们当时也面临着很多的难处和挑战。
At the time, we faced many difficulties and challenges.
那我们几个主要的同工在一起祷告和这个商量的时候，我们有一个共同的一个感动。
And the several main co-workers who were helping to start the fellowship at that time, through discussion and prayer, we had a common sense and a common conviction.
就是说在今后我们的团契生活中，无论发生什么样的难处或者事情，我们这些做主要同工的我们都 要把责任承担下来，没有任何解释。
So we felt that whatever happens now and in the future in terms of the ministry, the fellowship, that we need to take full responsibility and not try to make any excuses.
当然我们的目的就是说训练我们为义为主受苦的这样一个心志。
And we were wanting to develop a deeper commitment to suffering for righteousness, suffering for the Lord.
我们也彼此鼓励，让我们眼睛看重在天上的奖赏，貌能在地上的奖赏。
So we were encouraging each other to keep our focus more on the heavenly reward than on the earthly praise.
那果然在我们开始以后不久就有很多事情发生。
And sure enough, after we started the fellowship, we had a whole bunch of things happen.
但是感谢神，我们这些主要的同工在这些事发生的事情的时候，他们都是按照我们事先大家讲好的来处理这些事情。
But thanks to God, our co-workers, in facing all these difficulties, they held firm to the agreement that we had, that we would take responsibility and not make excuses.
使我们团契的这个气氛有了非常快的一个转变。
So very quickly, the fellowship had a big turnaround.
那是我们这些同工因着有这样一个心志，说是为主受苦这样心志，在这个难处中，他们并没有因着这些事情冤枉，实际上很多是冤枉的，而产生苦毒，反而有一个喜乐的心。
So because of this commitment to face whatever challenges come with a positive attitude, trusting in God, so when things happened, the co-workers were able to respond positively. They didn't, because they had been wronged, become bitter and angry.
所以现在我们团契是一个非常开放，彼此 trust 的一个团契。
So now our fellowship is a very open, trusting fellowship.
所以我们看到我们完全是可以以一个喜乐心面对这些难处和困难的。
So we see it's actually completely possible to have this kind of a trusting attitude to face difficulties and trials.
因为既然我们相信神是掌权的，而且呢这些难处对我们是有益处的，那而且是对我们属灵的生命的成长是必须的话，那我相信一个真正相信的神的一个表现就是一个喜乐的心来面对这些事情。
So, because we believe that God is in control and that these tribulations are benefit to us, in fact, they're necessary for our spiritual growth, so the expression of that true faith that God is in control and accepting that is joy, a joyful attitude.
但是很多人还是会讲，那我还是不能以喜乐的心来面对，那怎么办呢？所以我们来看第二段这个雅各所要讲的。
But a lot of people say still, in the midst of faith, it's very hard to have a joyful heart. So what do we do about that? Well, let's look at the next part of the passage here in James.
So 在我们经历患难的时候，有一个很重要的事情，就是我们要凭着信心来到神面前来求。
And that is when we face tribulations, we also need to come before God in prayer.
因为在难处中，我们说起来容易，做起来很难。
So in the midst of trials, it's easy to say one thing, but it's very hard to do it.
所以我们需要圣灵对我们的帮助和给我们的坚固。
So we really need the help of the Holy Spirit to lead us and to strengthen us.
所以雅各在第五、第八节，他这里讲到，你们中间若有缺少智慧的，应当求那后赐予众人，也不斥责神人的神，主就必赐给他，并要凭着信心求，一点也不疑惑，因为那疑惑的人就像海中的波浪，被风吹动翻腾，这样的人不要从主那里得到什么。
So it says in James 1 verses 5 to 8, if any of you lacks wisdom, he should ask God, who gives generously to all without finding fault, and it will be given to him.But when he asks, he must believe and not doubt, because he who doubts is like a wave of the sea, blown and tossed by the wind. That man should not think that he will receive anything from the Lord.
其实所有得胜的信心都是经过一个操练的过程的。
In reality, any overcoming faith has to go through a process of exercise and testing.
而且每一次你的经历都是你增加你信心的一个过程。
And each time you go through trial, your faith increases.
我们不是天生下来，或者说一信主我们就有那样大的一个信心。
This kind of great faith is not doesn't come to us just naturally or as soon as we become a Christian.
在我一开始提到的大陆的那些为主做见证的那些信徒们，他们在他们这个整个这个心理路程中，也是经过了很多有这个神有跌倒，也有神的管教，也有他神的保守，也有神的看顾。
These mainland Chinese Christians that we talked about in the beginning, in the midst of their trials, many of them experienced times of weakness as well as times of strength and saw both God's grace and His protection.
他们就是这样的一步一步的靠着神的引领才走出这样一个信心的路。
And they had to depend on the Lord one step at a time to gradually find this path to overcoming faith.
所以神非常明白我们的软弱，所以圣灵借着雅各告诉我们，在我们的患难的时候，我们要来到他的面前好好来祷告。
So God very clearly understands human weakness. So it says here in the book of James that in our time of testing, we need to come before God in prayer.
因为我们是在这个世界上生活的人，我们所面临的难处是实实在在你眼中能看见，而且是你每天都要面对的事情。
So the challenges that we face in the world, the trials that we face, they're very, we can see them with our eyes, and we have to face them every day.
而我们属灵生命的成长却是一个是你要用信心的眼睛去看去体会的事情。
But our spiritual growth is something that we need eyes of faith to see and to embrace.
所以我们这是一场属灵的征战，所以我们要到神的面前来向他祈求，求神能够带领我们度过这一切。
So we're in the midst of a spiritual battle, and that's why we need to come before the Lord and ask Him to lead us andto strengthen us in all that we face.
那我们在祷告中求些什么呢？
So in prayer, what do we ask of God?
第一个我觉得我们应该求神让我们明白在这些患难中神在我们身上的旨意。
The first thing we should be praying is what is the Lord's will for us in the midst of the trial that we face?
一般来讲当难处来到我们中间的时候，我们通常说为什么是我，或者是说主啊求你马上把这个环境挪掉，或者是哪一个人我很受不了，求主把他带走。
So oftentimes when we face trials, our first question is, Lord, why me? Or, Lord, please immediately take this away from me. Or, Lord, you know, please change somebody else or take away this person that I can't stand.
那我们现在要学习的说，实际上当难处来的时候，我们第一个要问神的就是说，主啊，你有什么功课是让我要学的？
But what we want to learn as Christians is by faith, when we face trials, to say, Lord, what lesson do you have for me to learn in this?
那在这件事情，主啊，你在我身上的旨意是什么？
Lord, in this particular matter, what is your will for me?
大家不要小瞧这个内容上这样的一个差别。
Look lightly on this kind of a change.
实际上这是一个翻天覆地的一个改变。
This is actually not a small change, but an earth-shaking change.
因为它是一个从以自我为中心的一个祷告变为一个以神为中心的一个祷告。
This is a prayer that it was self-centered and now becomes God-centered.
一个你将来会发现这是一个从着一个没有方向的生活到一个朝着属天方向生活道路的一个祷告。
This is a prayer that reflects a life without any real clear direction to a prayer with a life that is moving towards God's purpose.
那我儿子他今年是这个毕业，在研究生毕业。
My son is graduating this year from graduate school.
他是一个比较安静而且内向的一个男孩子。
He's a fairly quiet, introspective boy.
他很聪明，但是对我和我太太来讲，他不把聪明往聪明地方用。
he's very smart, but as far as my wife and I are concerned, he doesn't always use his intelligence on the things that he should be using it on.
按他的话来讲, 他说, I'm smart for lazy.
If we use his own words, 我聪明, 但是我懒惰。
他有一个非常, 啊, 我们俩都不能忍受的一个问题, 就是, 你知道, 孩子们打游戏机打得天昏地暗。
So he has a problem that we really have a lot of trouble accepting, which is that he just is always wanting to play these computer games.
那这是我太太偶然的一个机会才发现他有这个问题。
And actually my wife discovered this by chance.
因为那时候我在纽约上班, 他们都在康州住。
And that's because at the time I was in New York and my wife and son were in Connecticut.
那我太太用尽了一切的办法。 都无济于事.
And my wife tried everything she could think of, but it really nothing worked.
可能大家觉得这是小问题, 我跟你讲, 是我们家一个最大最大的难处。
Maybe some of you think this was just a small thing, but in our home, this was really a big, big problem.
每个周末我从纽约回来, 我主要工作是劝导, 安慰, 解决问题, 你知道, 有的时候到半夜两点、三点、四点 还在弄这个问题。
Every weekend when I came home, it was having to exhort and to comfort and to reconcile. Sometimes it would go until 2, 3, even 4 in the morning.
我请教过基督徒的这个心理学专家，请教求助于教会的英文牧师， 也求助于学校的老师。
I went to talk with a Christian counselor and our pastor in the English section of our church and even the school counselor.
没什么效果,
but basically nothing worked.
所以等他到了大学以后, 我就更没办法知道他用什么时间去在这个, how long 他会在这个game上。
And of course when he went to university, I had even less awareness of exactly how he was using his time or this area of his life was he changing.
所以我们只能跪在地下向神祈求。
So all we could do really was kneel down and pray before God.
那实际上我也像我刚才讲的一样，我们当时祷告就是说，刚开始是求神改变他，求神拿走这个，拿走那个。
So of course, as I was sharing a bit just a moment ago, our first, you know, when we first started praying, we were asking God to change him and to, you know, take this away or take that away.
但是在祷告中, 最后神改变是我对孩子的看法和对这个管教方法的改变。
But in the end, God changed the way that I looked at my son and the way I approached disciplining my son.
首先神让我看到了一个爱的关系的一个重要。
And first of all, he helped me to see the importance of a relationship, a loving relationship with my son.
因为让我看到实际上我在神面前的光景就像我儿子在我面前的光景一样。
In reality, the situation I was in before God was basically the same as the situation of my son before me.
虽然我常常在这个罪中活的, 但是神仍然爱我, 怜悯我, 饶恕我。
Even though I often was sinning or displeasing God, but he still loved me and forgave me.
所以 你知道中国父母管教孩子的方式有点就是比较紧一点，但是从那个时候开始，我和我太太决定，我们管教孩子的这个原则基本是不能影响到我们和孩子一个彼此爱的这样关系。Now
we know that oftentimes Chinese parents, their ways of disciplining their kids can be pretty strict. But from this point, after God showed me this, we realized that the way we discipline our son, it can't affect that relationship of love that we have with him.
那第二呢, 神让我们看到孩子是神托付给我们的, 并不是我们的。 所以我们不要以一个控制孩子的方式来管教孩子。
And the second thing God showed us was that that our son is a gift from God, so we can't just use what we think is right in terms of disciplining him, but we have to seek God's purpose for him.
所以我们不再是一种恨铁不成钢，真像就是说有时候会给两下这种感觉哈，而是说以这样一个 怜悯和爱的心来对待他。有的时候打 game 打得很晚，我说让我太太去给他做点东西吃。
So he couldn't, like in the past, use an attitude of kind of frustration that it's, you know, the iron that won't become steel. But we need to continue even when he's not doing what we really want him to do, but to continue to show love. Like if he would stay up late playing his computer games, but the next morning my wife would still make breakfast for him and we would still treat him with love.
那很多时候他在打 game, 在后面我为他祷告。
Oftentimes when he was playing these games, I would be praying in another room, praying for him.
所以也让我第三个也让我看到，实际上在神的儿女中，我们有这种顺服神的，也有不顺服神的。实际上我看到了我自己是属于那种不顺服神的这种儿女，就像我儿子在我面前一样。
So I saw that there are two kinds of God's children, one type that obeys him and the other type that oftentimes does not. And I could see that I was actually in that latter category, not really obeying God as I should.
所以我们就是这样，以这样的一个慢慢开始，我们就以一个喜乐的心来知道这一切是神给我们的，对我们有益处。所以我们就要以这样一个喜乐的心在神面前来这样来为我的孩子来祷告。
So gradually we came to see that God was allowing all of these things for our own good. And so we began to have a joyful heart as we were praying for our son.
六年过去了，我们儿子现在有了很大的变化。
Six years now farther on, and our son has actually changed a lot.
而且更重要的是我们彼此保持了非常彼此相爱的一个关系。
And even more importantly, we've been able to maintain a really positive, loving relationship with our son.
这是神的恩典。
And that is God's grace.
那第二点呢，我们在祈求的时候，我们要求神给我们智慧，来知道如何来处理这些难处。
So the second thing we need to remember as we're praying before God is that he gives us wisdom to handle these difficulties.
因为虽然我们知道了原则，但是在每一天所面对这些患难和难处的时候，真是我们要求神给我们智慧，特别是帮助我们来识别这些难处是试探还是试炼。
So even though we know God's principles, but we still really need God's wisdom to know how to handle the difficulties that come, and especially to distinguish between temptation and testing.
因为很多时候这些难处是我们自己造成的。
Because in many cases these difficulties are a result of our own actions.
在我们常常祷告会其中一个很重要的一点，就是有弟兄们常常会在工作中或者在家庭中会有很多的这些痛苦和难处，但是很多东西都是我们自己的问题造成的。
So in our fellowship prayer meeting, when the brothers share, oftentimes these difficulties are related to work or to home, but in many cases, they are a result of their own weaknesses or behavior.
所以求神帮助我们来区别这两样，让我们知道自己的问题的时候，我们要到神面前来，要认罪悔改，改变我们。如果是别人造成的问题，我们应该有一个爱的心来包容，来原谅。
So let's really ask the Lord to give us wisdom to distinguish between the temptations where it's these are situations that are created by our own behavior where we need to repent and change, or if it's caused by others and we need to learn how to respondwith an attitude of love.
第三点，我们在求神的时候，我们要有一个专一的心和坚定的心。
And the third thing, as we're praying before God, we need to have a single heart and a steadfast heart in praying to Him.
有的时候患难或者是难处太大到一种程度，我们真是失去了我们这种信心和希望。
Sometimes our trials can be so big that we even seem to lose our faith and our hope.
所以我们唯一能够做的就是来到神的面前来好好的来祈求。
And really at that point, the only thing we can do is come before God and pray.
求神帮助我们有一个坚定的心。
And ask the Lord to give us a steadfast heart.
神会做奇妙的工作。
God can do amazing things.
我太太她主要的服侍除了服侍周围帮助这些周围的这些姐妹和朋友以外，她其中一个就是很多人给她打电话，她要跟人一起来祷告。
So my wife, besides her ministry to the sisters and the seekers in our church, she often is praying with the other with people in the church on the phone.
因为我们没有牧师，所以说句实在话，很多事情我们自己也不知道怎么处理。
Now, you know, our church does not have a pastor, and so, you know, there are many things we really don't know how we should handle it.
但是你会发现，我们就是为这些事情来带到神的面前，等祷告完了以后。彼此双方都得到了造就。
But we find that as we come before God and we pray about these things, that we are both encouraged and built up in our faith as a result.
那我们来看第三点，在忍受患难时候，我们要凭信心来盼望。
So now let's look at the third part of our message today, which is in the midst of tribulations to, by faith, have hope.
在第十二节他说忍受试探的人是有福的，因为他经过试炼以后必得生命的冠冕，这是主应许给那些爱他之人的。
So in James 1 verse 12 it says, Blessed is the man who perseveres under trial, because when he has stood the test, he will receive the crown of life that God has promised to those who love him.
因为没有人能知道我们所受的患难或者难处会持续多久。
Because none of us knows how long the trial that we're facing will last.
也许时间很短，我们能够忍过去，但是对于那些时间很长久的，我们很难讲我们能够挺得住。
So sometimes it's very short and we're able to handle that, but there's other times where it will go on and that becomes much, much more difficult.
我们不仅要有一颗愿意接受的心，我们不仅是要到神面前来祈求。我们更是应该有一个对于那个在上面的那种盼望。
So we not only want to accept by faith the trial God has given us and to seek God in prayer, but by faith to look to the future with hope.
所以希伯来书的作者在十二章第二节那里鼓励那些在落在患难中的信徒们说，要仰望为我们信心创始成终的耶稣，他因摆在前面的喜乐就轻看了羞辱，忍受了十字架的苦难，便坐在神宝座的右边。
So the author of Hebrews in chapter 12 verse 2 encourages the believers at that time who had fallen into a time of trial with this verse that says, Let us fix our eyes on Jesus, the author and perfecter of our faith, who for the joy set before him endured the cross, scorning its shame, and sat down at the right hand of the throne of God.
所以我希望我们弟兄姐妹，如果你是在难处中，我们也应该有这样一个心智，并以这样一个喜乐的心来面对这些患难。
So brothers and sisters, I just want to encourage you, if you're facing a trial, to face it with this kind of faith and hope.
我不知道大家认识不认识这位宣教师。
I don't know, does anyone recognize this missionary?
很多人知道哈，那这是戴德生牧师哈，那他是一个出生在英国的一个牧师。
So this is Hudson Taylor who was born in England.
他十七岁信主，而且同年十二月就决定作为去中国的宣教师。
At the age of 17, he became a Christian, and that same year.In December, he offered himself as a missionary to China.
他深受这个兄弟会的影响，所以呢，他决定他的宣教的生活是以信心为原则的宣教生活。
He was deeply influenced by the Plymouth Brethren, and as a result, he really emphasized the importance of depending on God in faith for provision of all his needs.
他相信神会供给他一切。
He believed that God would provide everything.
所以他为了要适应这样的一个宣教的生活，他就决心操练自己的信心的生活。
So in order to prepare for his life as a missionary, he actually began to practice and test his faith in God.
So 他拒绝了他父亲给他的生活的费用，他在这个一个贫民区的一个医生那里做助理。
And so he did not accept his father's financial help, and he worked with a doctor in a poor part of the city.
那当然他的生活的来源就是那个医生要发给他工资，当然那个时候发工资不像我们现在有payroll，是定期给你发，那时候是有钱就给你，没钱就没有。So,
of course, his income depended completely on this doctor that he was working for to give him his paycheck, but it didn't, at that time, it was not like today where they take it out of your account automatically, electronically, but you had to, whenever they had the money, they'd give it to you, and if they didn't have it, they wouldn't give it to you.
他从来不主动问工资的事情, 只是把这件事放在他的祷告中。
So he never took the initiative to ask his boss about his paycheck, but he would always put that in prayer.
有一次医生就忘掉了。And
there was one time where the doctor forgot.
他仍然凭着信心度过了那一次的考验。But
he still, by faith, was able to overcome that difficulty.
那这个为他在今后去中国的宣教打下了一个基础。And
so actually that laid a foundation for him as he prepared to go to China as a missionary.
你要看他的这个自传的话，你会看到他在中国有很多奇妙的事情发生。So
if you look at his autobiography, you'll see that when he arrived in China, many amazing, miraculous things happened.
其中一次在宁波，他们宣教士一般都是从周一到周六都是给那些穷人，七十个穷人吃早餐。那到了礼拜六的时候，他把所有的东西付完以后，已经一分钱都没有了。And
so, for instance, in Ningbo, it was a Saturday, and the missionaries were preparing a meal to give to the poor people in that city, and I think there were 70 people that came, and after they finished feeding them, they had basically he did not have even one penny left in his pocket.
所以他不知道礼拜一用什么去买东西给这些人吃。
And so he had no idea who he would, where he would get money to continue to feed these poor people.
那就在那一天晚上，他们收到了120块钱的支票。
And it was, but that very night they received a check for $120.
所以他们礼拜一就能够照常为这些穷人提供早餐，他们深知道这是神对他们的供应。And
so they were able on Monday to continue with their work of feeding the poor, and they knew deep in their hearts that that was God's provision.
那对于我们今天生活在中国的人来讲，我们很难想象在戴德生那个时代，中国是一个什么样子。
Now, for us who are living today, of course, it's hard for us to imagine what was China really like back at the time of Hudson Taylor.
他去中国要面对中国人对他的冷漠、敌视、歧视、抢劫什么各种各样的难处。
So when he went to China, he had to face the cold shoulders and the discrimination and the mistreatment and the humiliation that the Chinese would treat him with.
而且他还要面对他的太太和他四个孩子都病死在中国的事实。
And he also had to face the reality of his wife and four of his children dying.
在义和团运动中，戴德生所领导的内地会有58个宣教士和21个孩子被主殉道。
And during the Boxer Rebellion, 58 missionaries with the China Inland Mission and 21 children were killed.
不仅如此，他还代表内地会拒绝了中国政府为此所做的赔偿，以表示基督对中国人的爱的这样一个心。And
even more, that he refused to accept the payment from the Chinese government for the missionaries and children who had been killed as a way to demonstrate the love of Christ for the Chinese.
那我们还是要问，为什么他和这些宣教士 能够有如此的力量来面对他们在中国这一切的苦难。
So we need to ask ourselves, how were they able, these missionaries, to have such strength to face the difficulties?
那我想绝不是因为我们中国人可爱。
I think I can say for sure it wasn't because the Chinese people were so lovable.
戴德生有一句名言，可能大家都知道哈。
Hudson Taylor has a very famous saying that perhaps many of us here have heard.
也许这句名言可以告诉我们他的心。
But I think maybe this famous saying of Hudson Taylor can help us understand his heart.
你要在中国的网站常常看前半句，但是你没有看到后半句。
Oftentimes we'll see the first half of this sentence, but not the second half.
Right. 他说我若有千磅英金，中国可以全数支取。
If I had 1,000 pounds, China should have it.
我若有千条性命，绝不绝对不留下一条不给中国。
If I had 1,000 lives, China should have them.
但他说不，不是为中国。
But he said no, not for China.
乃是为基督。
But for Christ.
我们有可能为神做得太多吗？
Can we do too much for him?
我们有可能为我们宝贵的救主做得足够吗？
Can we do enough for such a precious Savior?
他之所以爱中国，是因为神的爱，神对他的爱和他对神的这样的一个信心，使他能够有这样爱我们中国人的心。
So his love for China was because of his love for Christ, and that's why he was able to continue and to love the Chinese that way.
这是他能够克服这一切难处、一切困难的一个关键。
And this was the key, really, to his overcoming every obstacle and every difficulty that he faced.
所以我们今天能不能在这一切的难处和困难中，以一个喜乐的心来过这个得胜的生活？
So are we able today to face our challenges and trials with that faith and a joyful attitude?
取决于我们是不是真正的认识到神对我们的爱。
And this is the thing that really is most important in being able to do that is knowing God's love for us.
和我们对神是否有一个真正信靠的心。
And our faith and our dependence on Him.
让我们一同来祷告。
Let's pray together.
主，我们感谢你。
Lord, we thank you.
主，我们来到你的面前啊，主，我们真是有，我们不知道我们中间啊，弟兄姐妹或者朋友，我们生活中有多少的难处。
Lord, we come before you, and Lord, we don't know the brothers and sisters here what kinds of difficulties and challenges they're facing in their lives.
但是主，我们可以把这些难处都带到你的面前。
But Lord, we want to bring these difficulties before you.
让我们能够有一颗信靠你的心。
Lord, help us to have a heart that depends on you.
来到你的面前来祈求主，你赐给我们智慧和能力。
And Lord, to seek you for both wisdom and strength.
你开我们信心的眼睛，让我们能够看到那永恒的盼望。
Lord, open our eyes of faith, Lord, to see the hope that we have.
让我们能够在今世，在这一个世俗比较昌盛的一个世界，让我们走出一个在你面前得胜的信心。
And Lord, in the midst of this very secular and materially focused world, Lord, to have a faith that really overcomes.
谢谢主。
Thank you, Lord.
我们这样的祷告，祈求奉主耶稣基督的名。
And we pray in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.